The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. I put in extra work that just can't be found. I took the sword out the stone, wasn't a thing. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king. God made me punch in accurate numbers. My castle won't crumble. What I tackle will fumble. I've been a leader when they ain't see it, but now my feet is up. According to me, royalty didn't end with King Tut. Crown on my head, clouds is at my legs. Big says sky is the limit. I look down on the ledge. I push the bar like I'm opening a cell. Hands in my cookie jar, you won't come out with a single nail. I need all of mine. The weight of my shoulders won't fit on a scale. What's a king to a giant? Well, Goliath fell. Even if we playing chess, dog, this king can't be checked. I make all my moves on the board, I invented my steps. I'm a king, the blood of a ruler, I feel like Mansa Musa. Make your squad disappear like landing by the Bermuda. Triangle, look at it from my angle. I'm a king, the closest thing to being one of God's angels. Yeah. I'm a king. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
That boy nice.
Extra work that just can't be found.
That boy nice.
I took the sword out the stone, wasn't a thing. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm
Shout
a
out
king.
To you, man. And y'all already know it's a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is a special edition of the Code of Conduct, cause it's the divisional round. And hey, I'm back with my homeboy. I'm back with my brother Steros from the Steros for the girls from Cover One, man. I'm happy. See, I'll be too hype. I'll be messing stuff up, man. I'll be going. But what's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, it's all the intro alone, man, just gets you all hyped up for the show, bro.
Every time. That's why I'll be messing up, because every single time I'm like, man. And shout out to my man Hooli. He got another album coming out. He did the intro for that, and he also did the intro for the Culture Review show that I got premiering soon. So, like, shout out to my dog Hooli, man. He doing it.
Yeah. No, it's hype for real, man. You know what? It's always good to have these moments with you, man. Our schedule's been real busy this football season, so we haven't got to link up as much as we'd like to, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And so for everybody who's used to it being the chop up at this time, you know, we just decided with K-Gun, she's at the game. She's in Kansas City. And then, you know, Angelina, she has some other things going on. And I was like, you know what? Let's just switch the vibe back up to the Code of Conduct like we always used to do it. And let's talk like brothers tonight. So that's kind of how I wanted to do this. We got the game tomorrow. I'm amped. I feel like everybody's amped. Everybody I talk to, every time I look at the timeline, it just looks like Bills fans are ready. They just ready. They're ready to jump off the edge. So how you feeling going into the game tomorrow?
Man, all week, man. I've been one day I'm like, all right, you know, we got this, right? The next day I'm like, damn, like the Chiefs could do this. And then I go back and forth, man. So, you know, right now, man, I just want to make sure that I can sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow. And then, you know, we got to go through a whole day before we even get to the game, because it's you know, tomorrow night. So, dog, I'm all over the place. But I think it's a game we can win for sure. It's not one of those, like, you know, David and Goliath, the Chiefs is just going to smash us, right? But it's one of them games where the Bills could – I mean, there are ways we can win this game, and it's not hard to do.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what. So I was kind of like you early on. Like, early in the week, I was like, okay, we could do this. And then I was like, talk myself out of the hole. Thursday, Josh was on the Pat McAfee show. McAfee, however you say that dude's name, Pat show. He was on his show. And they quoted him. Like, he was, they asked him some questions, and then he was just, they asked him, like, well, how do you feel? How does the offense feel about the disrespect? I know Jordan Poyer, and he's like, yo, well, you know, of course we want the respect, but real talk, I don't, he ain't, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he's like, real talk, I don't give a shit about it. Now, that he said, he's like, I don't give a shit about it. I was trying to find it so I could play it, but like, straight up, he was just like, I don't give a shit about that, man. I'm out here to win games. And when he said it, man, it was just something that, like, it gave me chills. And it, I'm not used to a Buffalo Bills quarterback. Like, I'm used to hearing exactly what they were asking him. I'm used to hearing, like, well, you know, we're going to go out there and prove we deserve respect. And we're going to, like, still looking for the recognition, and instead of, like, looking for the win. And one of the biggest things we talked about Wednesday on the Hump Day Hotline was, I feel like the Chiefs at this point are trying to find a way not to lose this game, but this whole Buffalo Bills team, the attitude is, how are we going to win this game? Like, it's just a different perspective. And so since Thursday, since I saw that interview, I was like, all right, we there. Damn that. We got it.
Yeah, no, man. It's kind of like you remember when the Chiefs and the Patriots played in 2019, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're the Chiefs now. We are the Chiefs. Like, we're ready to take them on, like, and take them down. So Josh gonna ball out. Like, that's one of the things that, like, I can rest easy on, knowing, like, come tomorrow, Josh gonna ball out. Like, he gonna give you, he might even put up 100 yards rushing if he has to. Like, that's how committed I feel like this team mentally is, ready to just get this thing done. Why you say that?
I'm sorry for the side. No, I'm with you. It's just, it's still a level of disbelief. Like, I text Joe and I was like, yo, this thing is really going to happen this year, ain't it? Like, cause it's still like listening to you talk, and then even myself, like what I just said, it's still just like, man, like, this is really going to happen this year. And, you know, like, so you're a Bills fan. Where are you originally from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, so I'm not asking that as a slight. I'm asking that because it's like, so you've been a Bills fan. You've become a Bills fan over the years, and I don't know if you feel like sharing that story real quick, but as a matter of fact, yeah, share the story real quick, because I'm going to tell you why I'm being all dramatic.
Yeah, so when I was 6 years old, the very first football game I ever saw was a Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Bengals, right? And I was like, okay, I like football. And then I stumbled upon the Bills. And I was like, I like their uniforms. So I was 6 years old. Like, it's 89. I like their uniforms. Like, that was like, I like their players. So, and then I was like, you know what? And where I'm from in Tennessee, the Falcons were trash. The Houston Oilers were not in Tennessee. So I was like, you know what? I'm a Bills fan. And I roll with them. I done rolled with them ever since then. And 4 Super Bowls, I cried every time as a kid. Okay. You know, so I've been a Bills fan my whole life, pretty much.
And I respect that 1,000,000,000%. There's one part of it that I think that I think that's a dope. It's dope since a young, like, since 6, it wasn't, you didn't have to be born into it. Nobody made you do it. So I think that's dope. The one part that I feel like it might be a little different for the people that, like, live in Buffalo, and I don't live there no more, so I can't, like, use this as an excuse, but I lived there for a long damn time. And the entire time that I've lived there, man, it's like, literally my whole life, besides those years you were talking about, the Super Bowl years, we ain't been there. We ain't been good. And it's just like, it felt like a cloud was over, like, real talk, man. I don't know how to describe it, but, like, between the Bills and the Sabres, and, like, it just feels like it was a cloud over the city. And right now, for some, like, every time I go back to visit this season, I know we got the L week one, you know, when me and you were there together, we got to, like, actually every time I visited this year, we got an L, but the vibe in the city, it feels so different, man. And it feels like there's a ray of sunshine because of this Buffalo Bills team. So, like, I get chills, like, just thinking about the fact that, like, yo, this could be the year. This really could be the year. And so I love Bills fans everywhere, and I just hope that everybody really appreciates what we're witnessing. Even if we lose tomorrow night, I want to also say this: like, this was a great season. Like, I know we had some lows, but we had some highs, and we got to see some things from our team that we never thought that we would see. Like, last weekend, that performance against the New England Patriots, like, that's never happened in NFL history,
right?
And the Buffalo Bills, they're probably going to send everybody's uniform to the Hall of Fame, if not at least Josh's. You know what I mean? Because that it was the perfect offensive game. It that just doesn't happen. So I need everybody to understand. If we and I'm not you know here all of that knocking on wood and all that good stuff. I'm not speaking ill on the team. I think we're gonna win, and we're gonna get into that next. But just in case tomorrow is the last time we see this version of the Buffalo Bills together as a unit, I need y'all to understand we're gonna have the emotions. But listen, this has been a great year. Now let's switch this shit up because I feel like I'm sounding sad. Because that's the thing, I don't think we're gonna lose. I just want to try to I just want to prepare everybody just in case. But I don't think we're gonna lose.
Man.
The way Josh, man, that's where I'm at, bro. Like I'm telling you, I'm like, yo, we did, man.
What do you expect? Listen, hold up. I gotta address that. I love everything you said, but it's like you came in there like you kicked the door down, and then you're like, hold up, though. Wait, did I forget something? Cause we might not be here tomorrow, dog. We might be going home.
Listen, I'm a realist because when you really look at it, like when you take a step outside of it, outside of being a Bills fan, and if you're just a football fan, we know the Buffalo Bills have all the weapons on offense and defense necessary to go in there and just beat anybody down. But Kansas City got the same stuff. Like Kansas City has just as good weapons. They have over the ending of the season, not all season, but towards this middle of the second half of the season, their defense has looked a whole lot better. And them boys is balling. So I think defensively and offensively, this is not the same team we faced week five. So having that, like just knowing that for myself and being a real football fan, not just a Bills fan, but a fan that can sit here and be honest about what the other team has, this really could go either way. Like I really, that's why the spread is so close. That's why Vegas is like, yo, that's why, because it's really like that. But I feel that confident in my boys. I told you since Thursday, since Josh was talking his talk, I'm there, man. Like I'm there. I'm done. We gonna be here again next week. Matter of fact, we gonna run the chop up back next week. Next week we balling, we playing. So we gonna have the chop up. We gonna run that back. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have you. I don't know if I'm gonna have a special guest or not, but I'm gonna see if you free. No, your shows is on Tuesdays too. But I was gonna say I'm gonna get you on the conduct again because this is where I'm at. We still going. We not done.
Nah, we ain't done. We ain't done. it's hard to really sit here and think like, okay, here's a question for you. AFC Championship game last year. Did you really think the Bills were gonna win? Like in your heart of hearts. Yeah. Did you really think the Bills were going to win?
Yes.
You really thought that like, this is the year we're going to win.
No, I didn't think that it was necessarily the year that we were going to win the championship, but I thought that they had every ingredient necessary to be the Cinderella team. Like the way they played for the year. So it was one of those things where it's like, when I looked at it from an analytical standpoint, or as like us doing these podcasts and watching the games, it was like, it's probably the Chiefs again, you know, but like just the feeling of last year's team felt different. So like, you know, it was just like, okay, this might really happen. So I was leaning on that emotionally, but no, I didn't come to a real conclusion and think that we were going to win that game.
So everything that you know now about this season and this team, it feels like the Bills are more equipped to beat Kansas City. And I don't even talk about what happened in regular season, but they're more equipped to beat Kansas City right now in the playoffs than they were last year. And that kind of makes you feel like, okay, like it really could happen. It really could happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. No, and you know what? You're right, because so last season in the championship, we weren't healthy. Now, I know guys were playing, but we weren't healthy. Diggs had cracked ribs. Beasley had a leg injury. I'm trying to think who else was injured, but I feel like there were quite a few injuries on the offense and the defense last year. Now we're going to be without Trey. That's huge. I feel like all the games that we've had since Trey has been out hasn't really had to, you know, we haven't had that much pressure on our corner, but we had some moments where it's like, okay, they may have gotten Dane or they may have gotten Levi a little bit here or there, but we haven't faced any quarterbacks that made me say, whew, that's going to be an ugly matchup. This is the first time, because it's Patrick Mahomes, where I'm like, okay, we're gonna see what Dane Jackson is. We're gonna see what Teron and what Levi do. Like now this is the time where Jordan and Micah prove that they're all pro. This is it. So But on top of it, I feel like the composition of this team is to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Like the way this team was built, it was built specifically to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, man, it's going to be good. I mean, there's a way to get it done. There's a way to get it done from a defensive standpoint for the Bills. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, 14% of their passes are screen passes, right? So he's looking to throw the ball lateral, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, get these guys moving in space. And if the Bills don't come ready to tackle, they're not ready to hit. They're gonna have a hard time trying to you know stuff this Chiefs offense, man. And Byron Pringle is emerging. Jarrett McKinnon's balling out. And then you know what Travis Kelce is able to do after the catch. I mean, he's second to no tight end in the league when it comes to that run after the catch. So the Bills are gonna have to be physical. They're gonna have to be physical. They're gonna have to get in these guys' face, kind of like what they did in Week 5. Now you're not gonna have Trey White, so you're not gonna be able to play a lot of that man coverage and roll. You know, Trey White can take away one side of the field. They're not gonna have that. So, you know, we can't be having Levi on an island, you know, with Tyreek Hill. That's just not a good matchup. So I do anticipate them to kind of disguise what they're gonna be doing. You know, have some guys in motion, Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill, and get their guys in speed and space. So they're going to have their hands full for sure.
So you don't see them playing more zone than man?
They're going to have to talk about islands. Yeah, they're going to have to do a mix of it. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to effectively, you know, disguise what you're doing if you're just going to sit back and play soft zone, right? So you're going to have to mix up zone and man. But I guess it's going to have to be more on a situational side. You know, maybe your third down, you want to try your zone coverage and maybe try to lock them up on first or second down when they want to try to get those, you know, those short passes off. So they're going to have to mix it up, but I don't think they can go exclusively zone coverage all day because I think, well, you know, Mahomes will eat them up.
Well, let's go through it because, I mean, outside of special teams, and so, you know what, let's include special teams. I feel like there's 6 areas of this game that I feel like let's compare, right? So there's the offensive passing game that you can compare both teams, the offensive rushing game that you can compare both teams, defensive passing, defensive rushing, special teams, you know what I mean? And then, so let's talk about it for a little bit. I want to know from those 5 areas, let's start with offense. Who has the upper hand in your opinion as far as rushing attack? What we've seen recently from Devin Singletary, you would, like, Bills fans want to say, yo, it's the Bills, man. We got it now. Devin's at RB1. We're going into this game, how do you look at it? Do you look at it like, okay, Kansas City got that, or is it the Bills?
I think the Bills have the edge in the running game right now just because of Josh Allen and what Devin Singletary has been able to do the last few weeks, man. You know, Mahomes is no Josh Allen when it comes to running the ball. We all know that. So, you know, they got Jared McKinnon. They're going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I don't know how much McKinnon they're going to use. You know, that he might have a diminished role and they might just throw, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire to get the line share of the carries. You know, they run 3 backs there. So I think the edge goes to the Bills in the run game.
I hope. So I love what we've seen out of Devin for the last 6 weeks. I love it. Like, I absolutely love it. My concern is because it hasn't been, I feel like a year and 3/4, what we've got from Devin has been less than desirable. So, like, my hope is that what we've seen the last 5-6 weeks going forward is just Devin. That's my hope. But the thing is, I've seen more of it not being Devin than I have of it, you know, being Devin. So going into the game, I tend to lean, and I don't want to be a negative or a pessimist here, but, like, looking at it, I just feel like consistently we've gotten that Devin instead of this Devin. I would love this Devin. Like, going forward, give me this Devin.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that has to be attributed to their philosophy, like going to a gap running scheme, run blocking scheme. Devin Singletary excels in those gap runs where he can kind of see a hole, make a move, set runners up like he did in the New England game last week when he came through the hole on the right side, kind of set some guys up. He's been doing that part consistently for the past few weeks. So it kind of seems like they found the right mix at the right time. But we can't give Devin that love until we go with the offensive line. The boys, Deion, Rick Bates, them boys up there balling. They are playing well. And I think the biggest thing to me that I see when I watch the film is the athleticism from the guard position. You know, Bates and Williams and Brown and Dawkins. I mean, and Morse. Morse coming out when he was pulling. You see him running with Devin. Mm-hmm. Last, I mean, that kind of stuff, man. That's what you want to see. Them boys are hungry. So the offensive line, finally, we've been talking about this all year, finally looks like a real offensive line. Now the Chiefs are on another level when it comes to offensive line. They're playing like one of the top 10 offensive lines in the league right now. They have the personnel, but these boys over here, man, they're scrappy and they're ready to go. So the offensive line's been balling out. So yeah, but I still say the Bills get the edge in the run game.
Well, okay, I'm with you. So right now we got one for the Bills. So let's switch it to passing offense. Look, these are probably at this moment. If you want to throw Aaron Rodgers in there, fine. But if for the sake of this game and for the sake of this conversation, let's say this is 1A and 1B in the NFL. Who has the edge? Just because, I mean, it, like I said, it's 1A, 1B. I don't even look at it like 1 and 2. I look at like this is where I see Josh and Patrick.
See, that's a hard question, because if you were to ask me who's playing the best football right now, it's Josh Allen. He's playing the best football right now. But who's done it more consistently over their career? You have to say Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say Josh Allen, and because Josh Allen doesn't have to go against the number one defense in the league. You know, you're talking about a Chiefs secondary that they've been playing better, but they're not what the Bills put up every week. So because of that, I think right now I would say Patrick Mahomes is a more polished quarterback than Josh Allen, but Josh Allen has more upside to his game. I believe that if Josh Allen is playing and when he's in his right mind and he's playing like he did last week, there's not a quarterback in this league that's better than Josh Allen. That's not a homer take. There are a lot of people that we've seen over the week from the national media, people that, you know, I respect, saying the same exact thing, that there is not a quarterback in this league that has a higher ceiling than Josh Allen. And if he's at that level, good night.
Thing that I don't know if it's because now this might be the Bills fan in me coming out, but the thing is, I get so annoyed with the national media when it comes to Josh Allen, because like it's like they like now they're finally around trying to give them some love. You know, they want to give Josh some love, and it's like, oh, he's playing lights out right now. But then in the same sentence, in the same breath, they'll sit there and say, but I just don't think he can string it together consistently. I don't think he can do it two games in a row. I don't think he can do, I don't think he can perform at that level. This is a big stage. This is a big moment. And we've seen Josh Allen. And it's like, come on, man. Like, it just gets annoying at some point, because it's like this dude has two full seasons now. We've seen this guy play at an MVP caliber level. Now, I know the MVP discussion is not it this year because he had a little bit too many turnovers. But damn it, forget that MVP. The way... If you play like you played last Saturday, I don't care about the MVP award, because I feel like if you play the way we played last Saturday, we're going to get that Lombardi and we're going to be riding down Delaware.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with what you're saying. Like, you know, the media, it's like I vibe with it, because I want them to say that about Josh Allen, because he hears that. And that's only going to make him come out even more to prove everybody wrong. I mean, and tell me what you feel about this, but like, I feel like the human element in sports, and especially when we think about and we talk about the Bills, we don't put enough emphasis on the human element of stuff. Like, the whole Josh Allen story is incredible, just how much he's been overlooked. And everybody says that Mahomes is just better than Josh Allen, and Josh Allen doesn't have a shot to do this. He loves it. The fact that he didn't make a Pro Bowl, great. I mean, this is, if you had to paint a scenario, paint a picture, write a story, this is exactly the day before the game tomorrow. This is exactly what you want, because Josh Allen is about to come out here, bro, and he is about to put the kids to sleep. He's about to put them to sleep.
I hope. I'm with you. I'm just saying, I hope, like, because you're right. When you think about great movies and you think about all that other stuff, that's how the storyline goes. You know, it's always like a big player gets an injury or, you know, like they like something happens to where the team just the success isn't going to be what you thought it was going to be. And then they rise from the bottom of the barrel and they race to the top because the cream rises to the top. And then they win the championship and you get a ball to Booby and we ride away. Right. Like that's what it is. Yo, you're right. No Pro Bowl, no All Pro. No Pro Bowl. Come on. Like, and that, no shot at nobody because I love Lamar. I love, like, it, none of that. But the thing is, it's like you got quarterbacks that didn't even make the playoffs and didn't have as many passing yards, didn't have as many passing touchdowns, had more interceptions, made it as a Pro Bowler. And you want to talk rushing yards? I feel like Josh Allen only slightly was under Lamar as far as yards rushed. He had double the touchdowns. Come on, man. Quit sleeping on my quarterback, man. Quit playing with my boy Josh Allen. But that ain't the conversation. The conversation right now is who has the edge in this game. And I know you almost kind of gave it a toss up, but are you going with Josh there or are you going with Patrick?
I'm only going to go with what I see. And what I see right now, I say Josh Allen gets the edge on that.
Okay. I'm with it. You know, I'm taking it. I ain't even going to be mad at that. But my man Sterles. So we got 2-0 for the Buffalo Bills. Now let's flip this thing to defense. Like I said, last few, I want to say about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, about the same time that Devin picked up in the run game, their defense has started to pick up and they've started to look good. They got Jones back. Jones is looking real, real good. Ingram is playing big boy ball. He's out there really playing big boy ball. That secondary, you know, their linebacker, I know he got arrested for like breaking a vacuum or something like that at his girl's house, but what's his name? The linebacker that got arrested Thursday morning. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, Willie Snead.
Snead. So yeah. He's been playing pretty good. And so it's been a lot of things that's been seemingly clicking for them. Where are we going? Let's start with the run defense first.
Right now, the run defense for the Chiefs, I believe they're ranked 21st in the league. So the Bills definitely, I mean, and when I say that, you know, as fans, we think, oh, the Bills run defense isn't all that good. That's because we look at it in vacuum. We're not looking at the whole everybody's run defense. And when you look at everybody's run defense, you're going to see the Bills have a top 10-ish run defense. They're actually good against the run. The problem that you see in the Bills run defense is that when they, you can't, they're so gap oriented in their scheme. You cannot be in the wrong place because of their run commits. And when you're not in the right place, you're going to get gashed. And that's where you see some of those long runs take place. But this defense is designed when everybody is doing their 1/11th and they're following their assignment correctly, this run defense, it bottles it up. So I'm going to definitely go with the Bills run defense here.
Okay. Now I'm with it. You, so we 3-0 right now with the Bills. So, and the reason why I'm going through it like this is because if we're going to go down, and I know we're not going position by position, but we're going by unit, I guess, like defensive, offensive things that each team has to do. If you're going this route, and I already feel like I know where we're going to go with the passing defense. So if at this point we're 4-0, I'll let us get there. But I'm just saying, if the Buffalo Bills win, if we are better in every single facet of the game, I don't understand how anybody could be flip-flopping back and forth like you were saying at the top of this. Like you were like, well, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, I don't understand, because if we're that confident that we are better in all of these areas, then we should just really be going in there, not overly confident, not cocky, but no, real talk, we better. So let's talk about the passing defense. Where are we going with that?
Okay, well, I mean, if we're going from a statistical point of view, the Bills have the better pass defense. The Bills have 2 all-pro safeties, 2. They got 2 excellent linebackers in coverage. Levi Wallace is a good corner now. Dane Jackson is filling admirably for Tre'Davious White. The Bills have a better secondary. It's not even close. Now, L'Jarius Sneed and Tyrann Mathieu and those guys, they're good. I believe they're ranked in the 20s as far as pass defense. I don't know the exact number right now. I don't have it in front of me, but they're playing good football. They you know, and I'll give the Chiefs some bones on this. Since week 6 through 18. They've given up the least amount of yards of points per game, with like 17 points per game. So they rank number 1 since week 6 in terms of points allowed. So their defense is playing well. You got Chris Jones. I didn't talk about him as far as defensive line goes, but Chris Jones back at D tackle is helping, and that does help your pass defense. So
And sorry, it was Willie Gay, the linebacker Willie Gay. That got arrested.
Not Willie Snead. Gay. Willie Gay. Yeah. Thank you for correcting.
My bad, Willie Snead. I ain't trying to put
Willie Snead, wide name, receiver.
Snead. Like, I ain't got no cases. Yeah, no. And it was a misdemeanor. He, you know, it's nothing. You know, he broke a vacuum. He's but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm gonna give it to the Bills on that one too. Now that's four. That's four. 4-0, right?
That's 4-0. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even have to go into special teams because let's just say on both sides of it, receiving and kicking, let's just say we give it to the Chiefs without having a discussion. Now, I don't believe that because I think we have the better kicker, not the better punter, but we have the better kicker. And that on special teams, I just, you're not going to tell me in a game like this in January that's not important. And I know Tyler Bass kind of had some issues last week with that, you know, kicking, whatever. I've seen him for two seasons do some things that I've only seen my guy out there in Baltimore do, Justin right. Tucker. Like, to me, he's looking real Justin Tucker-ish at a young age, and I'm down with that. So yeah. If I'm going to be there – so really, I'm more on a 5-1 type of – you know, to me, that's where the balance is imbalanced because I just feel like we have depth in every position. We're better. Now, top heavy – Tariq Hill is that man. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Tariq Hill like he ain't that man. I'm not going to talk about Travis Kelce like he ain't that man, like he ain't out there. Like he's been consistently year after year after year after year doing the damn thing. I'm not going to talk about Chris Jones like he's a slouch. Right. That dude is. So what I'm saying is they have guys, and that's why the Kansas City Chiefs are feared. They're feared for a reason, not by us, but they're feared for a reason. I just feel like, you know, our defensive line stays fresh. We rotate guys in and out. Like, literally, in the fourth quarter, we still got guys out there that can play like they've been playing only in the second quarter. Like, because they keep them fresh, and that's how it is. And so when that offensive line is tired in the fourth quarter because they've been beat up on all day, guess what? We're going to put that pressure on Patrick Mahomes that we need to make him uncomfortable. I just, I don't know, man. I feel like everything is aligned this year. And that's why I wanted to do it, because at the beginning, you're like, yeah, I just been back and forth. How can you be back and forth when you just told me that we're better than them? We're better than you. You told them we're better than them on every single level.
I mean, they are. Offensive line, I'm going to give it to the Chiefs, right? But okay. And I'll probably say wide receiver, it's a toss-up. I don't know if tight end, they have a better tight end room than we do. But wide receivers a toss up. I think our corners, they're toss up right now. Safeties, we got them in the bag. Linebackers, we got them in the bag. Defensive line in depth, we got them. I think they got a better special teams unit than we do. As far as returners go, they're better than us there. Kicker, I feel like Tyler Bass is better, but their punter is way better than our punter. Everybody's way better. I mean, that's facts.
That's a fact.
Coaching. I would say Andy Reid's a better coach. He's a better coach.
I would say historically he's a better coach.
I think experience matters in the playoffs. So he has more,
He has more, but I mean, let's not. I don't know. I debate about this a lot because I feel like people feel like just because you've been to the playoffs 17 times or 20 times that makes that experience that much more. And I get it. Experience is the best teacher, but McDermott is a new coach and he's been in there 4 out of 5 years.
For sure.
So like, I'm just at the point where I want to give Sean McDermott the same type of respect that I'm giving these other coaches now. Like, this guy, he's not a newbie. Like, this dude is an experienced coach and I just, at this point, I'm going with Sean. And I'm not saying overall for the career. I'm not by any means saying that. I think what we've seen towards the end of the season is Coach McDermott understand and his coordinators start to understand that they need to use their players for what they're best for. And I'm giving Sean McDermott that credit. We can wash that.
Look, I'm a fan. Look, I'm not saying Andy Reid is a far better coach than Sean McDermott, but the fact that you get to a Super Bowl and you win it, that to me, that means something. Andy Reid's overcome a lot in his career as a coach. So, and to be honest, Sean McDermott is his pupil, right? Like, Andy Reid taught Sean McDermott the game. So, you know, all the love goes to Andy Reid, man. He's a cool coach, man. But Sean McDermott's nipping at the bud for sure. He's nipping at his heels.
Mm-hmm.
Beat him Sunday and show me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel you. Because, I mean, and now the one thing I will say, I don't want to over, because Andy, you're right. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. We beat him week five, but that's not the playoffs.
Right.
This is a whole different conversation. So no, I do want to respect him. Just like last week, I put respect on Bill Belichick's name. He didn't have Tom Brady this year. He had a rookie. The fact that they made it to the playoffs the way they did with a rookie quarterback, I'm giving respect to New England and the team and the program they put together. But right now, I don't know, man. Like, I have the same feeling as far as the Cinderella, but without it, I can't say Cinderella because I don't think we were a surprise. But at the same time, I feel like the story is, like you were just saying, like the story is here, man. Like the story is here to be written. Everything about it is here. It's our time.
Yeah, man. It's put up or shut up, bro. I mean, it really is. And there's one factor we didn't talk about, you know, that the Chiefs are at home. I think that part plays into why people are saying they're favorite. Now, even Vegas says that, right? Because they're what, a 1.5 point, 2 point favorite.
Barely.
But they're still a favorite. And if you put them on a neutral field, the Bills are a favorite.
Right. And that's why I was going to say no, because the thing is, typically a 3 point swing is your wash. You know what I mean? Like if it's three, that means it's even. They're basically saying, yo, the Bills are probably going to beat y'all. We just saying that y'all got a crowd, so we're going to give y'all that too. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. And this is where the Bills fandom comes in for me, because I'm like, oh, I know these things, but like, yo, like wanting the Bills to win this game as a fan is like, it's too good to be true. Like, are we really going to get to the mountaintop? I mean, we've all seen it. You posted it. Where Stephon Diggs is standing there watching them celebrate in Arrowhead this time last year, watching them boys celebrate going to the Super Bowl.
Almost a year to the day.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think the mindset of the leaders of the team, Stephon Diggs, Deion Dawkins, Tremaine, I mean, they all kind of, even though Diggs was the only one out there, what do you think the mindset is? Because you have really good relationship with these players. You know, I know you won't go out and say, oh, I talked to this person, but you are not talking. I know who you talked to. And they probably didn't tell you this or whatever, but what do you think the mindset is like going into this game, trying to knock off Goliath? What do you think they're thinking, man?
Well, I'll tell you, they're locked in. It's not, they don't think like the fans do. So like, whereas the fans see this and as the media tries to put this as like, these are the big guys. This is the hump you got to get over. They're looking at this just like, we got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl. And that's really where they're like, it's like, we got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl. So it don't matter if it's the Kansas City Chiefs logo on that helmet. It don't matter if it's the New England Patriots logo on that helmet. It don't matter who it is. We got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl. And that's where it is. And Deion, again, I'm going back to Thursday because I feel like it was just so many quotable moments Thursday's pressers. Deion, they asked Deion, was like, well, how does the offensive line feel? And he's like, man, F everybody. That's how Deion feels. And that's how the offensive line feels. And that's how Josh, I told you, Josh was on the Pat show. And he's like, man, I don't give a shit about that. Like, that's their mindset. So like for me, the reason why I'm super excited and I feel super confident is because it's like the emotion for them, it's not an emotional game. Like this isn't about emotions for them. This isn't about the feel good story. Yeah, they're going to party when they fly back to Buffalo and it's 5,000 fans at the airport, even though they keep telling you not to. Like regardless, they're going to party with the fans. They might hit Chippewa up. That might happen. But going into this game tomorrow night, they're not looking at like it's not about ain't about none of that for them. It's like, no, we got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl.
See, whoever's watching the show tonight, they thought they were coming in here for to talk Bills, but we're actually here giving them therapy. are talking to get everybody to get a good night's rest tonight, bro. That's what this is.
Because, like, okay, so all week I've watched, obviously, Kansas City Chiefs content creators and the national media are going to be heavy on the Chiefs because they won the Super Bowl and, you know, like it's their favorite and all this stuff. So I get it. But listen, the reality of the reality of the situation is what you said, what you just laid out, we're better on offense on the ground. We're better, even if it's slight, we're better in the air. We're because Josh Allen can run and pass, and he can do all of the crazy stuff that Patrick Mahomes can do, and he can run your linebacker over. You know what I mean? Like, we're better there. You're talking about defense. We have the number one ranked defense in the entire league. Like real talk. Like, that's not – we don't have the best defense in the playoffs. We have the best defense since week one of the regular season all the way until now. So yeah, go ahead and do something. We're gonna take something away though. Y'all not just gonna be out there running like it's going like everything ain't gonna be clicking on all cylinders for y'all boys because we're taking something away. That's happening. Defensively, man, we got two all pro safeties. Like I'm telling y'all, what Sterling is talking about is real. We trying to give y'all a good night's sleep tonight because tomorrow is going down. And again, this is not cockiness. This is just me. Sometimes it's okay to remind yourself of who you are.
Ooh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's that's okay to just point. Remind yourself of who you are. It don't take nothing away from nobody else. Me saying I'm the king don't mean that everybody else is something wrong and don't mean that you a peasant. It means I'm a king. Now, you could be a king too, or you could be you do you, and I appreciate you doing you. I'm a king. And that's the attitude that the Buffalo Bills have, and that's the attitude that this fan base has to have going into this game tomorrow. Like, that's where I'm at.
Okay, so that's a great segue into my next question for you then. Who has the most pressure on them right now?
The Chiefs.
I agree.
The Chiefs. Because the Chiefs has they've won the AFC Championship multiple times. They've been to the big game. They won the big game. They lost in an embarrassing fashion last year. Like all of these things, and they had excuses. Well, Pat Mahomes, his foot wasn't jacked up against us. But 2 weeks later, magically, when you had an extra week of rest, your foot was messed up and you couldn't perform up to. Okay, and then you got all of these different things happening. So now I feel like I said earlier, they're trying to find a way to not lose the game. Whereas the Buffalo Bills, we got to go through them to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it almost feels like logic says what we were saying, like the Bills are better at these areas. And it's not homerism. It's just what the stats and what the film says. The Bills are better at these areas. But there's a lot of abuse that's been in our head for so many years. And the pressure, it's the perfect scenario. The pressure is on the Chiefs, man. These Bills... It's they get to play free on Sunday night. They get to play free. They ain't got to worry about, you know, being up at Highmark Stadium. They ain't got to worry about that, right? They got the back. Their backs are against the wall, and it's put up or shut up.
Yo, you know what? So 2 weeks ago, prior to the – it was on the Hump Day Hotline. Prior to – or a week and a half ago now, prior to the Patriots game, I did like a little – I guess I can call it a monologue at the end of the game or at the end of the show. And I want to share that real quick because now I feel like it applies to not only the Patriots team, but even what we're about to do now. Same Bills team, and this is not the same Patriots team. Tom Brady lives in Florida. Tom Brady isn't employed by a team in Florida. They don't have the same receivers they had. They don't have Julian Edelman. They don't have whoever. Gronk. They don't have Gronk. This is not the same team. So yeah, the Patriots, when you go there, you do see the six banners hanging and you get to see all the stuff that they brag about. But guess what? That team is the team of yesteryear. That is not the team that we are facing. We beat them three times out of the last four games. And then the one game that they did win, it took a miracle from God for them.
Yeah, for sure.
In the form of weird weather that comes to Buffalo. The weather in Buffalo is fine every single day of the week. And then on Sundays or Monday nights when it's a Bills game, it's a whole thing.
40 degrees today.
And that's what's been happening. So it took a miracle for them to beat us. I'm telling you, we don't have to have PTSD anymore when it comes to this Buffalo Bills team. We have the best defense in the league. We have a top three quarterback in the league. But damn it, I feel like he's the best, but he didn't play the best this year because Aaron Rodgers is like
and weather
next worldly
and weather.
But, yeah, but I mean, as a whole, he wasn't the best this year, and that's okay. But we have a top three quarterback, we have the best defense in the league, and I trust my coach. I trust my coach. So I just want to make sure everybody understands, like, if you don't believe it from me, I don't know who you want to believe. Go listen to who, my man here, John says, Rico, if you want to listen to Joe, if you want to go listen to, I don't care who you want to listen to, but I am telling you, this is not the same team. And you can believe in this team. We finally got our quarterback. It took us 20 years. Mm. We have him. He's there. He's the guy. He's going to bring it. Josh Allen is going to bring the Lombardi Trophy to Western New York. Hear me when I tell you, I have not been so sure of something in so long. Mm. I have not been more sure of something in so long.
Love it.
The last time I felt like this is when I said LeBron James is going to win a championship for the Lakers. Mm. And he did it in the bubble. I'm telling you, Josh Allen is going to bring the Lombardi Trophy to Western New York, and Stephon Diggs is going to do it with him.
There it is.
So now just take out the Patriots stuff and then throw in Kansas City, and I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right there for the taking. And the players know that. They know that. Right. We're the ones over here scared. Right. We're the ones over here with all the anxiety. But they know They know what they got to do in their game plan. They know more than we do what they expect the Chiefs to do from an offensive and defensive schematic standpoint. They know what to do. And they know if they do X, Y, and Z, Josh Allen's going to do his thing. Right. The defense is going to do their thing and they should get out with a W. It's confidence.
And I'm going to tell you, I got my confidence from them. After talking to some of them and listening to their pressers and I got it from them. There's no way I'm gonna sit here and be nervous when everybody I know that's playing in the game is like, what for what? We got this, bro. Like, we doing this.
Yeah.
It's on, man. So let's get ready to close this down. What are your final thoughts going into this game? Like, you know, like I said, I just did my whole sermon there. I replayed the sermon from last week. Everybody heard where I'm at. Let's get your final thoughts, kind of where we going with it. Then we'll do like a score prediction like we kind of normally do on the chop up. And then we'll get on out of here.
I think the team that gets the 35 wins the game. And that's going to be the Bills. I think it's going to be 35-30 Bills. I think Josh Allen's not going to have the best statistical game as he had last week because that was perfect. But I think he's going to show out. And I think by the end of this game, I think the narrative will change when it comes to how people feel and evaluate Josh Allen as far as the best quarterback in the league or one of the top two or three and not moving from there.
I'm with you. I think this is the game. This is the Peyton Manning in the playoffs versus Tom Brady. Peyton couldn't get past the Patriots. A lot of people couldn't get past the Patriots, but Peyton just couldn't do it. He was getting beat down. And I think this is the game. This is the game where Josh Allen shows like, okay, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is nice. That boy been nice. But guess what? I'm a little bit nicer with it. I think that the national media is finally going to be able to see that to a point where they can't deny it. Because I'm going to tell you what, I don't care. I don't care who's from the NFC. When we get to that game and we win it, y'all can say Josh Allen ain't consistent. We got that Lombardi, though. Y'all can say, you know what I mean? And I just really believe in my boys right now. I think we're going to do it this year. Again, this ain't no shadow on nobody. I think we're going to do it. I do.
Yeah, they got to. And if the Bills get to Super Bowl, they're not losing. Them boys are going to show out. They're not going to lose. It's a wrap. No. They just got to get there. It's a wrap.
Yeah, Josh is determined, man. And when your leader on the team is that determined, he sets the tone for everybody. So when Josh comes in there and he takes the emotion out of it, where it's like, no, we just got to go through them to get to the, like, that's it. When he takes all that emotion and all that fear and all that other stuff out, you don't have to be fan, but you know, like none of that stuff. It's like, oh, well, I hope we healthy. That injury report looked real good. You know what I mean? Like we healthy. Nah, we straight, bro. We straight. And I'm on that. We straight.
Yeah, they're going to get it done. Everybody needs to just rest easy tonight. Be easy. It's going to happen.
Well, look, bef- So before I get your prediction on Josh's, I know you kind of sort of told me how he's going to play, but before you give me the real stat line, I did want to shout out one time for the one time, my people over there at justincasebags.net. We got something for everybody. We got something for the ladies. We got something for the fellas. Make sure you get over there and grab something. We got the shirts for the king. I got the Zaddy in the king joint because y'all know I am the king. And we got something for the ladies. We got some stuff for the queens out there. So make sure y'all got something in case y'all leaving work. Make sure y'all got something in case y'all leaving the gym. You got something to fresh up with, you know, you got everything that you need except for a change of clothes in this little bag. I'm gonna tell you, it's the dopest thing to have. I got one in my car because it's everything. So get on over to justincasebags.net and grab one for yourself. We gonna need one for just in case of this damn parade, because I'm telling you it's gonna get ugly on Chippewa when we having this parade in on Elmwood.
So I'm pretty sure we said the beginning of the season, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but we did say if the Bills go to the Super Bowl and they win it, we going to Buffalo. We going to be there.
Yep.
We going to be there.
We did. And I'm a be there. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. We're going to be there.
You know, I'm anti-snow and cold, but.
Yeah, we're going to be bundled up. But we going to be there.
I'm going to have on 4 hoodies, man. Like, it's going
for real. Dog, I'm going to go get, like, I'm going to go buy some more Tims. I mean, seriously, I'm going to need some fresh pair of Tims coming up there, but we're going to be there.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Tim's ain't gonna be what you want to do because the Tim's don't really keep you warm. They just look good. It's a New York thing. What you want to get some of them joints that got the real insulation in there. Get some fur in there or some cotton, like get something thicker, bro. I promise you.
Dog.
I promise you. You might want to roll with them male UGG joints, them UGGs.
Okay. Like, all right, bet.
I'm just keeping the buck because I ain't been in. Well, you know what? You live in Denver though, or around Denver, right? So yeah. it gets cold there,
but not like that.
Man, Phoenix, man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna have them foot warmer socks. I'm gonna have like all of that shit,
bro. Man,
I can't do it.
Man, it's gonna be cold. We already know it's gonna be cold, but hey, I don't even care because I'm gonna have 2 drinks in my hand at all times, and we're gonna be doing a damn thing.
And it's gonna be a party. So let me get your score prediction. You gave me the score prediction. Said, what did you say it was?
35-30 Bills.
35-30. I'm going Buffalo Bills 35-27. So we're pretty much in the same area. I think we have to respect the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't want to sit here and I don't want to come on the show on any show and disrespect them so much that I feel like, well, our defense is really that good. And they are, but we're not shutting down Patrick Mahomes the entire game. They're going to score because that's what the boys do. Just like Josh does it, that's what they do. So big shout out to them. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find your content, man? You're going to be with me in the morning for the spaces. I got Aaron and Greg joining me.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for that, for sure.
All right. But matter of fact, let me load that up real quick. Let everybody know in the morning time, if y'all ain't got nothing going on, we want to make sure we prepare y'all. Just like tonight, we want y'all to get a good night of sleep. But then going into the game, we want to make sure y'all know, you know what? I'm confident because if the Chiefs get the ball first and they score, I don't have to jump out the window. Why? Because Greg and Aaron and Spence and my boys over at Arrowhead Nation Arrowhead Pride ain't gonna tell you that the Bills are gonna win. But I want y'all to go into this game feeling confident. So join me tomorrow morning, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. It's wild that I got to start doing that now with the time zones. You know, 11 Eastern, 10 Central for the NFL Divisional Round pregame Twitter Spaces show presented to you by SB Nation. We're going to get that thing going. So let everybody know where they can find you, what you got coming up.
Yeah, man. So you can find me at Foro Sterling on Twitter. I am with the Cover One Network. And I'm about to start making my hay as soon as this Bill season wraps up.
Yeah.
It's draft time. So that's where you can find all my work. So it's going to be lit. So that's what I cut my teeth on. So draft talk.
I'm taking a little break after the season. I'm going to take maybe like a month, 2 months. I got to freshen up, man. I got to get my rhyme right. But no, I feel you, man. Y'all know where I'm at. You know, it's your boy, J. Smith the King. Real quick, shout out to K-Gun and A-Dubs, Big Dubs. We doing this for them. They here with us in spirit. You know how we got the chop up down all year. It's going to be back because I feel like we got more weeks to talk. It's happening. We got more weeks to talk. So, yo. Like I said, y'all know how I do it over here. It's your boy, J. Smith the King. I'm representing that Buffalo Rumblings YouTube and podcast network. Hey, y'all take care of each other. Y'all love each other and live in peace. And as always, stay positive, test negative. Go Bills.
Go Bills.